I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Browns, Eagles, joint practice 2.0 today. Yesterday, we had Ross Tucker tell us the Browns won the day. All right. He said pretty comfortably, but then maybe said like, yeah, okay, if I had to say it's the Browns, to talk about who won the day, to talk about the rave reviews of the Browns defensive line. I guess we'll talk some Eagles too. He's the Eagles reporter for WIP. He joins us now on the fan hotline. It's Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, welcome to the show.
What's going on? Thanks for having me on, guys.
Oh, you know, another day in the circus here. I'll start with the most important question. Who won practice today, Browns or Eagles?
The Browns won the practice today against the Eagles. Now I thought they lost yesterday, for what it's worth. So I thought the Eagles won yesterday, the Browns won today. But wherever you fall on yesterday's practice, today was much more of a clear victory than yesterday was for the Eagles. I thought the Browns absolutely, you know, destroyed the Eagles for the later part of practice. I had the Browns starting quarterback, which was Joe Flacco, I believe, for all their first team reps, going 9 of 13 with 4 touchdowns, including 3 touchdowns in the final team period. So, look, the Browns are not going to be very good this year, but they were certainly very impressive today.
That sounds impressive. How did Dylan Gabriel look?
I would not be putting stock in Dylan Gabriel as a future quarterback of this team if I were Browns fans. I thought he was probably better today than he was yesterday. But I'm skeptical after watching it for 2 days. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see Sanders practice. Obviously, he didn't practice the last 2 days, so I can't compare the two. But I would be pretty stunned if Sanders isn't considerably better than Dylan Gabriel.
Is it just the height, or is it more than just the height?
I mean, it's mostly the height, to be honest. And look, I'm not a tall guy myself, so I am, you know, props to him for making it to the NFL at that size. But I've covered the Eagles for a long time, and I've seen a lot of Eagles quarterbacks. I've seen a lot of quarterbacks from other teams come in for joint practices, preseason games, all those things. He's got to be the smallest quarterback I've ever seen out on an NFL field. So, I think it's probably mostly the height is part of it. But I also thought yesterday his accuracy wasn't very good. I do think today he was better, but I don't think he is an NFL starting quarterback.
Now, our beat reporters locally here kept raving about the defensive line for the Browns. We're expecting big things. Obviously, Myles Garrett, 5th overall pick, Mason Graham as well. But did they look as dominant as our beat reporters are saying as well?
Yeah, the Browns defensive line was very good. Now, the Browns and Eagles have practiced in these joint practices a few times over the years, and it does seem like the Browns defensive line always has a good day against the Eagles offensive line. Myles Garrett was unbelievable. I mean, the Browns should trade him like ASAP as soon as they can. Like, it's just wasting his years on the team. But he was really, really good today. Now, I will say, in the Eagles' defense, not for Myles Garrett, because Myles Garrett was going up against Jordan Mailata, who is one of the best tackles in the NFL, if not the best. He's certainly in that discussion. Along the offensive line, they were missing a lot of players. Lane Johnson didn't practice today. He missed most of yesterday's practice. And they were missing one of their starting guards in Landon Dickerson. And then their other starting guard, Tyler Steen, is a new starter this year. So I would take that into consideration. But no question about it, like Jalen Hurts was running quite a bit over the past few days.
Elliot, your QB pass charting takes social media by storm every year here. You've created an entire cottage industry. And yet yesterday, you put some Jalen Hurts stats out there. I saw a Cleveland media member doubt the accuracy. We're a fair show here. You give us your time. You give us this insight here. I want to give you time to defend the allegations of people who said your charting numbers were not right yesterday.
Yeah, so I didn't hear it or see it on Twitter, but I can say with 1,000% certainty whoever said it is absolutely wrong. I've been charting every Eagles practice for 10 plus years at this point. I know for a fact my stats were correct. Now, what's funny is the stats were not even good for Jalen yesterday. Now, what he might be disputing is there was an interception that was called into practice and or called into question, and this is what years of experience get you. Like, there are certainly plays where the play looks like it's over because the edge gets to the quarterback, but sometimes the quarterback will continue the play and throw it, and that's where there has to be a judgment call. So yesterday, I thought there was one interception by Jalen that it's possible people in the Cleveland media or whoever you're talking about thought it was an interception, but in my opinion, Jalen was sacked prior to throwing it. So maybe that's what he's talking about. But yeah, there are certain plays that are judgment calls.
That's a fair and balanced report there.
That is, I like
that's
that.
That's the way you answer the question.
I like that
there,
a lot,
Elliot. Thank you.
Did Jalen speak on his interaction with Shador after the practice yesterday?
He did, yeah. And, you know, it's funny because I've been covering Jalen his whole career. And as you guys know, Jalen is certainly somebody that lots of people have opinions on, whether he's a top 10 quarterback, wherever he should rank in the league. It feels like he's always talked about. And I've covered him since he was a backup Wildcat quarterback. So it is, you know, cool to see him become a guy that other young quarterbacks around the league are you know, looking to for advice or looking up to, however you want to put it. He said that, you know, he will keep his conversation with Shador private, but, you know, he's always there for Shador and he wants to help out the young quarterback. So, you know, I don't know Shador, or I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but Shador, it's like, I don't know maybe as well as you guys do, but I think it's an awesome sign for him as a person that he reached out to Jalen after practice and asked for his advice. So I know there was a lot of discussion about him pre-draft and, you know, where he should have gone, but that interaction to me, I think, is a very promising sign.
50% of our audience love that answer and 50% of it hate it. Just so you know that, because anytime we say Shador, 50% love it, 50% hate it.
That's crazy because I think he's easily the best thing your team has going right now. So if I was a Browns fan, I would put all my chips into him right now and pray that works out.
Can you pass that along to Kevin Stefanski the next time you talk to him?
I will, yeah, next time they have the joint practice. I'll tell him his team won, and then I'll give him some quarterback advice.
He'd like that. He likes compliments.
Yeah, he's open to critiques and advice. Yeah.
He seems always to be pretty open when we do it.
Yeah, always.
all right, so I'm one of the people who think Jalen Hurts should be getting more respect after winning a Super Bowl, but it's not just about that. I watched the Super Bowl where the Eagles lost, and I thought Jalen should have been the MVP of that Super Bowl because I thought he outplayed Patrick Mahomes. So I guess I'm going to try and shoot this one right down the middle. Does Jalen Hurts, in the parlance of Russell Wilson, not cook more because he can't or because they don't need him to?
I think it's probably a combination. I mean, what's crazy about Jalen is, you know, I know he's been in the spotlight for so much of his life, but he's only entering, I believe, his fifth year as an NFL starter. Like, he's far from a finished product as a quarterback. So I think that some of the criticism of Hurts is fair. Like, there were stretches of the season last year where he did not do a good job passing the ball. I think sometimes he can be a little trigger shy. I think
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Times, you know, he stalls the passing game from catching rhythm because he can take a while to get rid of the ball. And that's true. But not many quarterbacks walking this earth at his age have a resume that he does. And that's not just including the NFL. That's obviously college and high school as well. So I think that he is a bit of a complicated prospect or a player, I guess I should say. But to your point, in the biggest games, he steps up. And I can't think of many games like in his 4 years as a starter that they've lost because of him. And I think that really says it all in terms of how good he is.
Did last year's team, did it change or alter your perception on maybe what culture is? Maybe it's already changed along the way, but the idea that, you know, before the season, you got reports wondering after 4 years if him and Sirianni even like each other. And then we saw what happened with A.J. Brown and everything during the season. Is any of your viewpoint on culture and whether or not it basically matters to winning a title, did that get altered at all?
Yeah, so I think to a certain degree, culture is just what your win-loss record is. Like, I've covered Eagles teams. I mean, you know, in 2023, the Eagles were 10-1. And going up in, you know, those first 11 games, it was, we know how to win. This is a sign of a tough team. Look how we pull out these victories. Then they lost 6-7, and it's, well, actually, everybody hates each other, and we have to fire the coordinator. So I think culture, for sure, when you're on a winning team, props your team up. And I do think that Nick Sirianni does a really good job of building culture. I think that inside that building, they win all the time. And part of that is because of the culture. But ultimately, when it comes to culture, like, you have to win first. There's not many teams that have losing records where people rave about the culture in any sort of like honest fashion. So I think it definitely just correlates to, it's easy to have a good culture when you win.
The Sirianni stuff is really interesting, Elliot, because there was the initial press conference where it came off like a dodo. And then he's won at such a ridiculous historic clip that has taken some of the sting out of that. But like, there were national media members calling for his job at points last year. And there are still moments where you're like, is this, what's this dude's deal? Like, he just like, I don't want to try and say, like, paint him as a dodo, but that is the perception of him. How much does a championship change the perception of Nick Sirianni in Philly and kind of around the country?
Well, I think it definitely should. And I think at this point, if, you know, people still question Nick, I don't know if there's anything he can do to ever change their mind. What I would say from covering Nick up close is there's a few things he does really, really well that I don't think get enough attention on the national scale. One is he is obsessive with the little details of fundamental and situational football. Like, I don't think you'll ever see the Eagles offensive play chart or Eagles offensive play design on, you know, a Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan level where everyone's wowed by the pre-snap motion and how he got this guy open. But what you will see is the Eagles will make fewer mistakes than almost every team. They will convert in situational football. And what that results in is winning a lot of games. But the other thing I think Nick is very good at, if you want to circle back to culture, is he is not a power-hungry head coach. And because of that, he has the best GM in football on his side, and he lets that GM do his job. So is it true that Nick wins a lot of games because he has great players? Yes, but when Nick took the job, there's been a few times in Howie Roseman's career where he's been viewed as hard to work with. No one wants to, you know, be his head coach or whatever. Nick has gotten along with Howie, and as a result, he gets a roster that allows him to win. So I think Nick is, without question, one of the top five head coaches in the league, and the results, you know, are back that up.
Do they win last year without Saquon?
No, I don't think so. No, I mean, Saquon had one of the most unbelievable seasons you'll probably ever see from a running back. I mean, he got the true rushing record, which is the rushing record that includes the playoffs as well. So he has the most yards ever for running back in a season. Obviously, we saw what he did multiple times, you know, 200 yards, 300 yards. So, no, I think without question, they don't win it without him.
All right, this brings us to the are they contenders or pretenders as repeat contenders?
Sorry, are you asking if the Eagles are contenders?
Yeah, I guess that in the most confusing way. What do you think about the Eagles'
chance?
Took
me by surprise too, Elliot. I wasn't sure.
I went Dr. Seuss, which occasionally happens with me.
No, it was, sorry for missing that.
No, you don't have to apologize. It was poorly worded.
I don't think you missed anything there. I think you got it.
I thought you were going to ask about the Browns, which was maybe. But
we know they're not contenders.
Winning in joint practice is nice, but I don't know if that translates over. No, the Eagles are absolutely contenders. I mean, it's really hard to win the Super Bowl of the year after, obviously, history bears that out. And I think, you know, there are things they'll have to deal with. Other teams don't. But bottom line, they probably have the best roster in the NFL. I think they almost definitely have the best offensive roster in the NFL. And I still think offense wins, in this league. So I would say they're absolutely contenders.
Elliot, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. Keep charting those passes, and we'll tamp down that Cleveland criticism.
All right, sounds good. Talk to you guys later.
Thank you so much. Elliot Shore Parks there on the Fan Hotline, WIP Eagles reporter. We'll react to what he had to say. We got some Cavs news coming in, and of course, the latest on the Quinshon Judkins situation in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.